For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some wiggling, we're going to get downright mean, we're going to get up and do some drifting. I can use all the help I can get programming this show, so I was happy to receive another transfer and restoration from longtime faithful listener and supporter Rich in Illinois last week. This is another Edison Diamond disc and starts off a wiggle set. Here's the Green Brothers Novelty Band.
Thank you. in Chicago, the stepping friends, they got the country going wild. Everybody's crazy about Chicago style. Twist and turn, your feet just burn. Everybody's wild to learn. First you do the wobble, then you start the wobbling down. Then you do the wiggle, then you start the wiggling down. You haven't got a moment to lose. Bring a pair of extra shoes. Now if you ain't right, go get light. The first pair you're bound to lose. There ain't much to it, but it's how you do it. Cause them all to fall. Each twist and turn, your feet just burn. Chicago wiggle, that's all.
Hot stuff. The QRS Boys, Robert Cloud on tenor sax, Walter Fats Pichon on piano, and Benny Nawahi playing steel guitar on Wiggle Your Toes, recorded in Long Island City around February of 1929. That was Fats Pichon and someone else with the scat vocal and banter. You'll remember Hawaiian guitarist Benjamin Kiakahiawa Nawahi from our All Hawaii show a few weeks ago. That's QRS 78, number 7062. QRS, the piano roll company, got into the record business in 1919 with records on their label pressed by the Emerson Phonograph Company and later the Star Piano Company. QRS stands for Quality and Real Service. The company is still around and even has their own Facebook page, which I just liked. Wiggle Your Toes was preceded by Julia Moody and her Dixie Wobblers and the dance step instruction song That Chicago Wiggle. The band on that September 18, 1925, Columbia 78, was actually led by Caribbean-born pianist Edgar Dowell, who was prominent in the Harlem music scene, made a few records, and composed West Indies blues. Before that Chicago Wiggle, we heard the All-Star Orchestra, a Victor House band directed by Nat Shilkret, and one of their 16 sides, Add a Little Wiggle, recorded May 1, 1928. Nat Shilkret, of course, made thousands of records under his own name for Victor beginning in 1926. Add a Little Wiggle was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager for the show Rain or Shine. It opened February 9, 1928 at George M. Cohan's Theater and ran for 356 performances. We started this Wiggle set courtesy of listener Rich in Illinois and his transfer and restoration of the Green Brothers Novelty Band's March 12, 1924 recording of New Orleans Wiggle, written by Peter Bocage and Armand J. Perron. That was an instrumental, but there are words, and if the chorus is to be believed, the dance, the New Orleans Wiggle, is downright dangerous. That new wiggle makes you a slave, and it's so contagious, it's outrageous the way you behave. Oh, that stampin', then jumpin', then rompin' all around, then yellin' like a silly clown. My goodness, this new twister puts a blister right on your toe. And there ain't no dance that can compare, 'cause it's got red-hot movements that will get you shot, that New Orleans wiggle. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. For this segment of the show, for no particular reason, we're going to get mean. Here's Gene Cardos and his orchestra.
Got play that mean music, what I mean music, blew it up and moan it down, blow it right to town. Get going and keep it blowing low. Just pet it and then let it go. Oh, don't want sweet music, must have heat music. Loosen up that minor key, dirty up that harmony. Muss it up, don't keep it clean. I want it low and mean. Moan your saxophone, moan your old trombone, moan your tuba bone, moan it till you groan. Just moan, moan low and deep. That wicked tone will make him creep. Thank you.
Red Nichols and His Five Pennies and Mean Dog Blues, recorded by Brunswick on June 25, 1927. Mean Dog Blues was written by B. Lou Jackson, who also brought us Bass Ale Blues. Before that, it was Vic Myers and his orchestra and Mean Mean Mama, recorded by a Brunswick Field Recording Unit in Los Angeles on August 21, 1923. Mitchell Parrish wrote the words and Eleanor Young and Harry D. Squires the music. Victor Aloysius Myers was born September 7, 1898 in Minnesota, and following his bandleading career, he went into politics. There's a lot of information about him, and he will definitely have his own segment when his birthday rolls around next year. Mean Mean Mama was preceded by Al Turk's orchestra with Mean Man, recorded in Chicago on June 17, 1926. Mean Man was written by Turk along with two guys named Davis and Harris, who were probably members of the band. And we started off that mean set with Gene Cardos and his orchestra with some mean music on August 27, 1931. Mean music was written by Herb Magidson and Frank Weldon, and that rapid pace arrangement was by Ted Raff, a trombonist who had recorded with the California Ramblers and Phil Napoleon. The vocalist was Dick Robertson.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week's show started off with a segment about knees, and one of the records I didn't get to play for that segment was Get Up Off Your Knees by Ethel Waters. Well, it's going to start off this segment of the show, which has not to do with knees, but with getting up.
Down on his knees, cried, "Oh, please," but this is all she had to say. Get up, off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Turn in all your keys, Papa. You really going this time to stay? I've discovered that you're the worst man in this town. Looks like you're fonder of keeping on going low or down. Get up, off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Get right up off your knees, Papa. I'm telling you, you can't win me back that way. Turn in all your keys, Papa, 'cause I've put you out this time to stay. You're so blamed crooked here of late. Looks like it's a hard matter for you to keep your head up straight. So get up off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Anyhow, stand up when you're making your pleas. No use you wearing out your knees. I heard someone say right next door, look mighty strange down there on all fours. Stop it. Down like that. What in the devil anyhow can you be driving at? So get up and stay up off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Besides, it looks suspicious. And you can't win me back that way.
Mm-hmm. drop off that jazzophone. Why don't you let those haunting melodies alone? When you start those weird strains, you send a something to my brain. Now and then there's a girl, a laddie. Oh, stop it, Daddy, say, talk about your craze of nowadays. Such music's bound to send you to your grave. You can't be saved. Oh, Mr. Spitz, don't be so mean. I can stand all your bounty. Oh, but man, get up off that jazzophone.
Other sock. I've got a job, so help me, Bob. I've got to get up and go to work. Must be there on the dot. I hope my coffee's hot. Bring on those eggs, those scrambled eggs. I've got to get up and go to work. I'll do my best to make some dough so I can come home and say, we're out of debt, it's really so. You'll never regret our wedding day. If I should stay in bed, we'd soon be in the red. One kiss and then, like all good men, I've got to get up and go to work. Thank you.
Campbell A. Tolbert, better known as Skeets Tolbert, with his Gentlemen of Swing and Get Up from March 1, 1939. Skeets Tolbert was born around 1910 in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Skeets is a contraction of the nickname Mosquito, given him by his friends as a youngster. While attending college, he played regularly with the territory band Dave Taylor's Dixie Serenaders, and in the early 30s he moved to New York, where he played with various bands, including that of Fats Waller. After leading a band which accompanied track and field champion Jesse Owens on PR tours, Tolbert formed his own Gentlemen of Swing, and Get Up is from their first recording session. They made their last recordings in 1942. Before Get Up, it was I've Gotta Get Up and Go to Work. Herman Hupfeld wrote it, Irving Aronson and his Commanders played it, and Dick Robertson sang it on August 3, 1933. I've Gotta Get Up and Go to Work was preceded by the very obscure group The Bubbling Over Five, with Get Up Off That Jazzophone, recorded October 13, 1929 in Richmond, Virginia, one of their two recordings. The vocalist is likely Bob Brown, and he is probably the banjo player and guitarist, and wrote Get Up Off That Jazzophone. The jazzophone, probably some sort of harmonica, is played by Blues Birdhead, whose real name was James Simons. And we started off that Get Up set with Ethel Waters and Get Up Off Your Knees, accompanied by Clarence Williams, who also wrote Get Up Off Your Knees. That Columbia 78 is from August 23rd, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This show and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. For no particular reason, for this final segment of the show, we're going to do some drifting, starting off with Ted Lewis, who is Drifting and Dreaming. Thank you.
I stand and watch the ocean grow to be moan. Because the blues have got control all alone. I stand with misery in my soul, drifting tight all the night. I walk the shore to ease my mind. What a plight to be the one who's left behind. It's not right, because no peace at all I'll find, drifting tight. She went away without a warning, and now my heart's in pain. I wonder with each day that's dawning, shall I ever get her back again? I just cry. Whenever morning comes around, I heave a sigh. Whenever evening sun goes down, that is why. Close by the ocean, I'll be found, drifting tide.
Empty spaces to me, while the laugh aloud, I'm broken hearted. sing along. Winds that blow through the trees seem to know I'm drifting along, just drifting along. Make my bed beneath the skies, forget all sorrow. Then I open up my eyes on a bright tomorrow. With the dawn I wake up, then I'm gone. I'm drifting along, just drifting along.
We started off this drifting set with Drifting and Dreaming, and unless you knew, I'll bet you wouldn't guess that was a Ted Lewis record, at least until his clarinet solo toward the end. That recording is from December 15, 1925, and it's making its Triple R debut. On the last drifting segment, back in April of 2013, I played George Olsen's version of Drifting and Dreaming. Next, it was Al Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra and Driftin' Tide from July 18, 1934. Driftin' Tide was written by Pat Castleton and Spencer Williams and was followed by Chick Bullock on July 10, 1930, who was drifting with the crowd. And what a great record with which to end this drifting set, Howard Lennon and his orchestra with Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal on I'm Just Drifting Along. I'm Just Drifting Along was written by Sam H. Stepp, and that wonderful Columbia recording was made May 26, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.